For each stressful feeling that you'll want to release, there is a separate recording. This introduction serves to get you ready. You really only need to listen to this introduction once, but it's here just in case you want to review it. And in order to release a feeling, all you need to do is follow the instructions in the process. Now, in order to successfully release a feeling, such as those which come up typically in stressful situations, you're going to need a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. Each recording takes approximately 40 minutes to complete, and during that time you'll want to be as concentrated as possible on what you're doing. Make sure you have the time, and also you might want to turn off your phone, you might want to close the door, if you need to put a sign up saying I'm busy, whatever it takes to have that time for yourself. One of the nice things about the AIR process is that as you go along, the releasing itself tends to happen faster and faster. But for the beginning, make sure that you have plenty of time, so set aside at least an hour. The AIR process involves touching a number of points, which we call touch points, all along your body as you pay attention to whatever feeling it is that you're focusing on releasing. The order that you touch these points is not necessarily important. However, we do ask that you follow the instructions that you're being given in the recording for releasing of each feeling. And you'll notice that at times this will change, but don't worry about that. The order itself is not critical. What is critical is that you keep your attention on the feeling and that you touch the points as you're directed. You can use either hand, you can use as many fingers as you wish, and you can use either side of your body as you go along. It's not critical that you do it in any particular fashion. Just follow the instructions and do your best. The important thing is always that you pay attention to the feeling and stay with that attention on the feeling. The first point that you will be using is going to be your heart point, and that's the middle of your chest. So you just place your entire hand in the middle of your chest. You can use both hands on the middle of your chest if you wish. And after that, you're going to be using a series of points on the face and then on your hands. And I'll just describe them quickly here now. The first one of them that I'm going to mention is the inside of the eyebrow. So that's in close to the nose, where your eyebrow would come right up near your nose. The second one is beside the eye. That's on that little indentation that's on the outside of your skull beside your eye. Another one is underneath the eye. So there's a bony part of your skull which is just underneath your eye. And again, use as many fingers as you want, and you just put a definite pressure, but you're not pressing hard. You're not trying to force anything to happen here. You're just making a definite contact between your fingertips and the skin on your body. You'll also be touching on your upper lip, just underneath your nose. And you'll also be touching on your chin. You'll also be touching on your collarbone at the point that it comes down lower onto your chest. And again, you can use your whole hand there to cover that entire area. You'll be touching underneath your arm as if you're hugging yourself, a point about a hand down from your armpit. And then you'll be touching the side of each of your fingers, on the side of the fingernail itself. And you can use two or three fingers of one hand to touch the other hand, and we'll be touching all of the sides of all of the fingernails. The next point is what's called the gamut point. It comes on the back of your hand. There's a little groove that is formed between your little finger and your ring finger. And in on the back of your hand, there's a little groove in there, and you put a couple of fingers in there and press on that. You'll also be touching your wrists together. You'll also be touching your belly, and that'll be in the area of the belly button, and you can use your entire hand there. You'll also be touching your solar plexus, which is that soft area just above your belly button, just before your rib cage starts. Your heart point I've already mentioned, the center of your chest. There's the thymus point, which is just below your neck on your chest. There's the center of your forehead. You'll also be touching the crown of your head, which is, if you take the palm of your hand and put it on top of the crown of your head, the crown is where your hair pattern starts, or where for us guys that are starting to lose some hair up there, it's where we'd be going bald. Sometimes we'll be using the edge of the hand, which is, if you watch a martial arts movie, the karate chop point. Basically that part of your hand that comes down from your little finger, but on the main part of your hand itself. Those are the points that we're going to be using in most of the processes, and all you need to do is follow along. I'll be instructing you as to which point to touch next, and I'll just ask you to keep that pressure on that point as we go along. And that's basically it in terms of the mechanics of the process.